Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. I've noticed a charge on my account out of my banking account, so it's a debit, of $49.97 on December 29th, and now it was just again on January 20-something. I don't know what this is for. He said something about a neck massager. I have no neck massager.
Okay. All right. So he sent you over to me, Miss Donna, to do a fraud claim. Verify your shipping address for me.
It's 6790 State Highway 57, Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin, 54202.
Okay, thank you. And what's your email address?
Donna Kimenaw at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. So this is what this account is for. It is for a neck massager that was ordered back October the 13th. It is basically something that's made like a pillow you can put behind your neck and it massage your neck. That's what the neck massager does. It was ordered back that date. The shipping cost was $7.45. Do you understand? You don't recall?
No, I never got anything like that. Never.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Now, I'm not for sure who received the net massager, but according to the USPS Postal Service, they have it as being delivered October the 18th at 10:38 a.m. It comes in your mailbox.
Nope.
Okay, got it. Okay, now.
It won't even fit in my mailbox.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, so whoever ordered that net massager, they were charged for a online membership to an online gadget store, and that's what the $49.97 charges for.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what we do here is we'll take the IP address that's associated on this account. We'll turn the IP address over to your local police department. They're the ones that will put the IP address into their system. They'll let us know who's the owner of that IP address, the type of device the IP address belongs to, and then also the time and the location that the customer was in when that product was first initially ordered. Now, once that investigation is provided back to, I'm sorry, once the information is provided back to us, then we'll be able to know who's the owner of the IP address, the type of device it belongs to. Now, we do also get the Postal Service involved since they're the ones that stated the date and time that the product was delivered to your residence. Once that investigation is over with, we do go ahead and prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. Would you like to go through with the investigation?
Well, I don't want to be charged this every month. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to wait months to get $100 and some back.
Okay, so the county is canceled so that nothing else gets charged to you.
And these past charges, I don't want to pay. I got to go through the police department, the postal service, and everything else before I get my money back. What
no,
kind
ma'am.
Of a scam is this?
No, ma'am. You don't have to wait that long, but we do have to do the investigation. But I can, if you go through with the investigation, then I can go ahead and process the refunds. They'll go back within 3 to 5 business days. But no, you don't have to wait until the investigation is over with. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Hold on for just a moment for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I don't die from high blood pressure. What? What?
Okay, Ms. Donna, I have processed the refunds. They will go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Now, I have 2 charges. Will they take both of them off?
Well, actually, you had 3. So
three
I refunded. Mm-hmm. So I refunded those 3 charges of the $49.97 back to you. They'll go back within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, Ms. Donna. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.